Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, pick it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start format. Technologic.
Welcome to our 3 o'clock time frame, and we have my guests, Andy and B. They are our new leaders for tomorrow. I've recommended them to go to a leadership conference, and so therefore, they're indebted to me forever. B is going to speak first about who she is and how she got involved in the NFB. And also some of the things she wants to share, followed by Andy Smith. And B, I'd like you to go first. So take it away.
Thank you, Jane. I'm thrilled to be here with all of you today. My name is B. Olivetti. I was born totally blind due to optic nerve damage and my brain not receiving the signal to see. I was mainstream through school. I attended Ramapo College of New Jersey. While my sighted counterparts were learning how to read and write in print, I was learning my braille. And as far as how I got involved in the NFB, I made an inquiry to the Commission for the Blind here in New Jersey, NJCBVI. And I was greeted by a gentleman by the name of David Dinateris, who those Jersey folks know well, probably. He's now in Pennsylvania. And he suggested that I attend a meeting at Dan Ficini's house, at that time, the president of the Northeast chapter. And I did not know, I knew of the NFB because I had received a scholarship from them to attend college, but I didn't know that, you know, they held regular meetings. I didn't know anything about the organization. So I began to network with my fellow blind friends, fellow NFB family members. And I found that I was learning a lot about voiceover, paratransit, Access Link here in New Jersey, very different tools that helped me in my life. And I found that to be very obviously rewarding and life-changing, because up until that point in 2008, all my friends had been sighted. So to be able to relate to folks who also were blind was a good thing. So part of the reason that Janie asked me on here was because of my love of technology. And I'm calling my particular segment Plethora of Technology. So one of the things I wanted to talk with you guys about are the Meta Ray-Ban sunglasses, also known as Facebook Story, I believe, or yeah. Okay, so anyway, the great thing about the Meta Ray-Ban sunglasses normally is that you can only hear them. They're wearable, first of all. Let me start by explaining that. They're regular glasses that you wear on your face. And only the person wearing them can hear them, because they have like two little speakers that sit on the top part, the top inner part of each leg of the glasses, the part that you wear closest to your eyes. So that was a bit troublesome when trying to plan this presentation, because we were trying to figure out how you guys would hear what the Meta sunglasses were saying. But I made a discovery that everything gets recorded in the MetaView app. So I'm going to give you guys a little demonstration of what Meta would say. First, you're going to hear the question. And if anybody needs me to turn up the volume on voiceover, because that's another thing with Meta glasses, I tried to play this on a Bluetooth speaker, but because of the privacy attached to them, they don't work with Bluetooth speakers, at least seemingly they don't. And I also read that as well. So
activity, selected history,
So we're in history, which is where you would play it on the Meta app.
See Aura Raz. Continue. Update Amazon Music in the Meta View app.
So this is where I'm asking it to play a song, because Meta also has the ability to play music from your phone.
Look and tell me what you see. I see a dimly lit hallway or corridor with white walls and ceiling. There are various objects such as suitcases, furniture, and decorations visible in the area. February 16th.
So if you notice, first it read the question and then it described the scene.
How do I get Meta glasses to speak out loud so that others can hear? Meta glasses, also known as Ray-Ban Stories or Facebook View, have a feature called audio sharing that allows you to share audio with others. To enable this feature, 1. Open the Meta app on your phone. 2. Tap on settings, represented by 3 horizontal lines. 3. Scroll down and select accessibility. 4. Toggle on audio sharing. Note that both users need to be using compatible devices for audio sharing to work properly. Also note that some features may not support external speakers or headphones due to privacy concerns. February 16th. Button.
So that is not true in as far as audio sharing for a presentation. It may be true for audio sharing between two people. And at the end, when we have discussion, if anybody's ever done audio sharing with Meta glasses, we can talk about it. But I followed all those steps, went to accessibility, and it did not give me an audio sharing option. But Meta glasses have really opened up my world. They describe the scenery around me. And a lot of it is similar to what Be My Eyes and Ira do, except you don't have to depend on another human being. You can wear the glasses, ask the glasses questions, and they will give you feedback on your environment. And they will even describe currency. I put a $20 bill up to the glasses and it told me it was a $20 bill. But I unfortunately did it today and it didn't store it in the app. So I'll tell you about it instead of demonstrating it. But the glasses also serve as AirPods would. You can use them with your phone to not only listen to music, but make a phone call. You can say, hey, Meta, call Janie, and it'll call Janie. You can text, hey, Meta, text Janie, and it'll text Janie. I never even have to take my phone out of my purse. The Meta glasses, it's a wearable, and I'm able to do all these things hands-free. And the best part about the Meta glasses, in my opinion, is that they're affordable. Around $400. Sometimes if you're lucky, you get them on sale for $325, $350. Depending, of course, on the type of Meta glasses that you get, but definitely more affordable than other types of technology out there that are, you know, assistive glasses. And that's another thing about the Meta glasses. They were not originally intended for folks who are blind. They were intended for sighted folks to record their TikTok videos, to get on Facebook chat, to record Instagram stories. It just happens to be that they have this great feature that describes the environment that works out for all of us. Okay, so the next thing I want to demonstrate.
Weather, North Oregon.
Well, bear with me because VoiceOver has a mind of its own, as you all know. The next thing I want to demonstrate is how writing tools work in Apple. So I'm going to go to my messages. This is, by the way, this is an iPhone 16 Pro Max, and I'm running the latest version. I believe it's 18.13 or 18.3 with VoiceOver, obviously. So one of the neat features of the new Apple Intelligence is how you can write a text message, and then Apple Intelligence will, I don't want to say fix, but kind of curtail it for you. So I'm going to demonstrate by sending Janie a practice text message.
Music, messages, 100 messages, conversations, John, Marie, Post, Mebel, Albert, Frank, Plus, Janie, keyboard, mess, 100.
Okay, so now,
message, my message.
Just so you get an idea of what I'm doing, I'm in the actual message field, and I'm going to write my message. Give me one second.
Keyboard. Cap, A-I, space, cap, J.
So, hi, Janie.
Space. Cap, T-H-A-N-K, space.
Thank you for having me on the presentation today. So, this message is written. Now I'm going to go to the message.
Jake sent to Dick Europe. Red Jake to Dick Europe.
A little bit of scrolling.
Message. One possible mention.
Then I'm going to double tap on the message to put it in focus.
Space. Insertion point at start. Insertion.
And then I'm going to double tap and hold to bring up writing tools.
Space. Send. So send.
And of course, now it's not cooperating, but we'll do it. Possible
mention. Janie, text field is editing. Having sent but message, one possible insertion point at start. Cap H. Hotel. Send and select menu item.
Okay, so I'm in a menu and these are my options. Select.
Select all.
I want to go to select all.
Select all. Select all. Copy. Writing tools.
I don't want to copy, so I'm going to right swipe to writing tools. Double tap on that.
Cheap grabber. Writing tools. Close. But text field. Describe your change.
So the heading is for me to describe my change.
Submit. Button proofread.
So I have a choice of having my text proofread, rewritten,
friendly,
professional,
concise,
a summary of what I've written, key points of what I've written, a list if I had items, like if I had listed some items, it would put it in a list for me, or in table format. So I'm going to choose, friendly.
Friendly.
And I'm going to show you how it rewrote the text.
Messages. To date, you're on Red Sep Janie. To date, you're on deliver verticals, apps, message, text field, is editing. Hi, Janie. Thanks a bunch for having me on the presentation today. Selected word mode.
Well, that sounds much nicer than what I said.
Send message.
So that's an example of how, and sometimes I tend to get a little bit long-winded in my texts. And it'll make it into a more concise text for me. Sometimes when writing to like my boss or whatnot, I want the text to be more professional. So that's a way that Apple Intelligence assists in making you know, our lives easier in as far as writing things. The same thing applies to when you're writing an email. That feature also works. Okay, so I want to demonstrate something to you guys that the credit. I need to shush voiceover. The credit goes to Janie for this particular thing. We were having lunch last week and she was telling me, we were talking about how Siri, sometimes when you dictate a text, it'll cut you off because it'll be, it'll just give you a certain amount of time to speak and you'll want to say more in your text. So Janie actually taught me a trick, which I want to teach all of you, which is that if you go into settings and accessibility, I did this ahead of time so we could have enough time for Andy and for questions. And I'm just gonna have voiceover read out the last part. Hopefully it's stuck. But if you go into settings and then accessibility and then double tap on where it says Siri, and hopefully I'm at that point now, open settings.
Settings. Siri, pause time.
Okay, you're gonna hear, and I always use regular verbiage, so you're gonna see something that says Siri, pause time.
Default.
You get three choices. Default, which is the one that always cuts us off.
Selected. Longer.
Longer, which is the one I have selected.
Longest.
And longest, which will give you the longest possible time for Siri to listen to you while you text. Something else I wanted to mention to you guys is that now, because especially now that cable prices are going up and up and up, there are actually apps that you can watch and they're accessible because I've tested them. you can watch TV on and you get on through the internet. That's one way to get on, but you can also get on through the actual apps on your phone. And I've tested these apps and they do work with voiceover. One of them is Pluto TV. The other one is Tubi TV, that's T-U-B-I. And Sling TV, which is in part a paid service, also has free channels. So that's something that I mentioned during one of our technology calls, during our technology committee meetings that Janie holds. And I wanted to mention it here because it's worth looking into, especially, like I said, with the high cable prices. So I want to give my friend and colleague, Andrew Smith, a chance to speak. And I just want to say thank you very much, everyone, for your time.
Thank you, B. That was beautiful. And you're going to hang around for question and answer.
Of course.
You're up next, and you can share what you have prepared, honey. Go ahead.
There we go. Okay, so I thought we could talk about various ways to access information. First thing I want to mention is the Blind Shell smartphone. I don't have one here to show you, unfortunately, but I just wanted to tell people about this, because if you find smartphones interesting but also overwhelming, there is a smartphone called the Blind Shell. The various manufacturers, the various resellers sell this. AT Guys sells this. Accessible Electronics sells this. I think there are other manufacturers also that sell this. But it's basically a smartphone that has buttons. It runs on Android. They kind of took a bunch of Android apps and modified them to make this accessible. And so if you find touchscreens to be too overwhelming or just too much, then give this thing a shot, because there's a lot it can do. There's Uber is on there, and Lyft is on there. The NLS Bard is on there. And there's also had its own app store and things. So it may be worth a look. I wanted to also talk about some AI tools that I use a lot. I wanted to talk about one called Pi. It's spelled P-I. I'm not sure why they use this name, but anyway, they all kind of work similarly in that you can just talk to them and ask them questions. You can either dictate questions, or you can just talk to them, or you can write questions down, I should say. I wrote something in here just in Pi, just to see what happened recently that the NFB might be able to have. This might be interesting.
Describe the rideshare rally.
This happened recently.
Sure. Here's a description of the rideshare rally that took place in San Francisco. Circle, IMIT, on October 15, 2024, blind individuals and their allies gathered outside the headquarters of Uber and Lyft in San Francisco to protest against discrimination faced by blind passengers using ride-sharing services. The rally was organized by the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, with the aim of drawing attention to the ongoing issue of discrimination against blind passengers, particularly those accompanied by guide dogs. Over 150 protesters attended the rally, many of whom traveled from around the country to participate.
So if you find, it just keeps going on, but that's kind of the general idea. So if you find Google to be too overwhelming, or if you just want a quick answer to a question, it can be very useful, these things, because they can be a lot smarter than Siri. But there's also a lot more that they can do. I also thought that it might be useful to show you ChatGPT, which is a similar service that can be a lot more powerful. So I thought I'm going somewhere with this one, actually.
What is NFB Newsline? NFB Newsline Registered is a free service from the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, that provides access to newspapers, magazines, job listings, TV listings, and other information for individuals who are blind, low vision, or print disabled. It allows users to access content via phone, email, a website, or through apps on smartphones and smart speakers. New message, text feed.
So it's really cool, because there's a lot you can do with this. There are, by the way, some new voices. If you use a smart speaker, if you are interested in Newsline, there's a couple of new natural voices. A smart speaker. I don't have this either to demonstrate, because I'm in an area where I can't use a smart speaker right now. But there's a lot of natural voices. So if synthetic speech is kind of a worry of yours, if that's kind of a problem for you, then you may find it useful. You may find that to be useful, a smart speaker to be useful with Newsline, because they have voices that are very natural. So let's ask this thing some more about Newsline, because there's a lot more. But this, you can almost ask these things follow-up questions also. let's say something like, describe some newspapers on Newsline. And it's going to take a second or two to process. It does take a little bit to process because these AI tools does take a little bit of time for them to get back to you. And it is taking, still, it does take some time. We're in an area where we don't have a good connection here. Let's see. And it is still going. It is coming up with many, many, many. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Describe some newspapers on Newsline. NFB Newsline Registered offers a wide variety of newspapers, including national, regional, and local publications. Here are some notable ones. National newspapers bullet the New York Times covered U.S. and international news, politics, business, and culture. Bullet the Washington Post, known for its political reporting, investigative journalism, and opinion pieces. Bullet the Wall Street Journal focuses on financial news, stock market updates, and economic analysis. Bullet USA Today features national news, lifestyle articles, sports, and entertainment. Bullet Los Angeles Times covers West Coast news, entertainment, and investigative reports. Regional and local newspapers bullet Chicago Tribune reports on Midwest news, politics, and local events. Bullet the Boston Globe covers New England news.
I'm going to stop it here, but I think we get the idea. It just goes on and on and on with many, 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 it gives you very thorough but useful results. So it's very, very cool that way. Let's see. I wanted to I also want to talk about this. If you are using a service animal, this is the final thing I have for you. If you're using a service animal of some sort, whether it be like for a guide dog or for epilepsy or something similar, then Uber, since I just talked about the ride share the ride thing that the NFB has done, they clearly have made progress, because if you're using Uber, there is a setting that you can turn on in the settings, and that kind of gives clearer communication to the drivers that you have a service animal, and also gives clearer communication to support. So if there is some sort of a problem, it's just clearer communication across the board that like something is going on. And it's helped a lot of people who have had discrimination, because it, right up front, there's yes, I have a service animal and this is what it's for. It's in the settings. So even these past few months since October, they've made progress. But this is fantastic stuff. AI is very useful. There's lots of other apps. There's visual, seeing AI and Be My Eyes that are very useful, that have visual component, visual components to them that can describe images using AI. But ChatGPT and Pi are very useful for general searching and getting access to information through searches. If you just need information quickly, they're very, very useful. Siri, I think in general, if you use that kind of stuff, just seems to be kind of lagging behind the others in a lot of ways. And so I tend to use, when I need access to information, I tend to use either Pi or ChatGPT. There's others out there. Gemini is one of them. There are other tools that do this, but those are the two that I tend to go to, just because they seem to be kind of above the others for the quick information access. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly what I have for people. If anybody has any questions.
Very good. Well, we'll open it up to questions for B or for Andy. Let's see. Are there any hands? We have 34 participants, so that's a good sign. There we go.
Janie, I'm sorry to cut in. I just wanted to add something that I may not have mentioned during my presentation. I may have. So if I did, I apologize for repeating myself. But when Andy was doing his demonstration, I thought of it. Meta also serves as a form of Google or Lady A. You can ask it questions, just like Andy did with the Pi and the ChatGPT. I find it very useful for work, because, and I apologize, I didn't mention this in my intro, but I am a receptionist at the West New York, New Jersey Health Department. And a lot of times people call and they'll need different phone numbers. And I'm able to easily access those on my Meta glasses instead of having to go through a whole Google search with JAWS. So I just wanted to make mention of that.
Very good. Anybody with a comment or question for my two presenters?
Hey, this is Bob. Can I just ask a simple question?
Who's that?
Bob.
Bob, you may speak. Go ahead, honey.
I just wanted to know if this is like, is Pi and ChatGPT, are they apps?
Yes, they're apps for smartphones. Okay. They're on any iOS or Android device, and they're also on that blind shell phone I was talking about before. So yes, they're downloadable apps.
Yep. Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure. Patty, you're next.
Oh, hi. The question for the lady, I'm sorry I missed your first name.
Her name is B.
Okay. How did you write that message? You obviously went out of the Meta glasses and you were using your iPhone. Did you use the screen input or did you use that was fast. Did you use Braille or the keyboard or how did you write your message?
Oh, I used the Magic Keyboard, the Apple Magic Keyboard. I'm a big proponent of Bluetooth keyboards. Okay. So I used the Apple Keyboard, the Magic Keyboard that Apple manufactures, and also I have a mini Bluetooth keyboard that is manufactured by Rye that AT Guy sells.
Have you a follow up? Have you ever tried using an e-reader with your iPhone?
Yes, I use it all the time. Actually, thanks to my co-presenter Andy, who used to be my Braille instructor back in the day, a couple of years ago. yes, I use it all the time, and I find it great because I can read my text message on the Braille display, and I can also use the six keys to input into the phone as I would on a Braille writer. So, and it's nice and compact, so I find that very nice to use.
And I believe Andy was one of our beta testers of that for the National Library Service that we talked about yesterday. So kind of goes around and comes around. Patty, are you completed?
More or less.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Anybody?
Thanks, Patty.
Anybody else with a comment or a question?
Sandy with a question.
Sandy, go ahead.
Do you suggest that people who are using Siri to dictate messages include punctuation? If you have read a message that ends with sent by Siri or whatever it says, you can always tell because it's an extremely long run-on sentence. And the interesting thing is that when you dictate a message and it's read back to you, it sounds perfectly natural with pauses in the right places. But when you get it, it's just one long string of words.
See, and I've had the opposite effect. When I've tried to use Siri and include punctuation, it distorts the whole message.
Interesting.
But I know Andy's more of a screen input user with Braille screen input. But maybe he has some input as to Siri. But that's been my experience. When you dictate punctuation, it kind of throws my message off course.
I think it depends.
I use screen input also with a Brilliant to reply to messages. So I rarely dictate anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they were supposed to, and I think they do because I used to use punctuation. You know, hi Sandy, comma new line. This is me, Janie! Exclamation point. I don't have to do that anymore. So they have fixed Siri and have added punctuations, but every once in a while, you might have to say new line, which will really help, you know. And it's also good to do dictation that way, because then if you make a mistake, you only have to go backwards. And an acute tip about going backwards is when you're doing dictation in a message or anything, make sure you're at the end of the part that you want. And if you want to get rid of everything, you double tap and hold, which is called a long press, double tap and hold, and it'll go like this. And all the words are out. And then you just start over. Rather than going to select and edit and find it and click, you don't have to do any of that. Just go to the end of the message, double tap and hold on delete, and go backwards, and you got a clear slate again. So that's another tip I've shared with a few people.
And this is only in dictation, Janie, and not in Siri?
No, I think in any spot that there's an edit box.
Any place, okay. You can edit, you can do that. If long as you're at the end. Well, I guess you can do it anywhere, really. But as long as you're at the end, double tap and hold and delete. And it just erases everything.
It erases it all, right.
But in regards to the answer to the question, honestly, I think it just, I would experiment. They did add a feature where a couple of years ago where like it tries to, you know, based on your pauses, it tries to infer punctuation marks. So if you're dictating very quickly, then you're going to get like a run-on sentence. You know, yes, I think the answer is, and then you're going to get, you know, craziness. So I would say, whenever I do dictation, which is very rarely because I'm not fond of it. But anyway, I typically will try to use punctuation marks to make it very clear what it is that I'm trying to say.
Also, luckily with texting, it's informal. So even like, I know there's some sighted folks amongst my sighted friends that don't even use punctuation in their text messages, and they're fully sighted. So luckily, I mean, when it comes to maybe texting your boss, you're a little bit more worried, or like a professional text. But texting among friends, I don't think people pay too much attention to it because it's kind of like an informal thing. Maybe more formal when it comes to an email or something like that.
Okay.
Jerry,
go ahead, honey.
Hi, B. How are
Jerry,
you?
Jerry, one of my favorite people. How are you?
Oh, che bella ragazza.
I wanted to tell you,
I have the Meta glasses.
Okay.
And I was happy that you can get a clear lens. I have it so that it goes from, you know, like dark to light, you know, like sunglasses. I want to tell you my experience with Pluto. I have it on the TV, the smart TV with a dumb owner. And it wanted me to sign in, and it, you know, it was doing this. I just got frustrated. The next day I heard, scan the QR code. So I put the Meta glasses on, scanned the QR code, typed in the couple of things that it wanted, and now we watch Pluto. So I put that, and you know, like some restaurants, like the Starving Artist in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, they don't even have a menu. They have a QR code.
That's awesome. I'll definitely have to try that. I wanted to tell you, as far as my glasses go, I actually have both pairs. My mom bought me the light and the dark.
Wow.
So I have the Skylar, the lighter ones, and then the dark ones. But Pluto, I got the code on the computer, and I just typed it in on the computer, signed in, I think, on Pluto.com. And then I just put it on my Amazon Fire Stick. Yeah. I don't know how you use your smart TV, but I just use Pluto on my Amazon Fire Stick.
Well, we have the Fire TV. See, I'm a little bit, you know, using the landline, a little bit of the older set. But I do want to share something. I think I shared this with Janie about the Meta glasses. I was at Ocean Grove with Rick Fox and Debbie Bloomer. I had the Meta glasses on, and Rick called for a lift to come. And the lift came. I had the glasses on. The driver saw the dog flash and refused to pick Rick up. I immediately touched the video button, and I videoed him saying, I guess I'm going to break the law today. So I don't know where that went, but that you could video. I mean, it's really great. And
It's in your Meta app, Jerry, in your Meta view and gallery. You'll find it
yes.
there.
Oh, yeah. I sent it to Rick so he could send it to whoever he wanted to send it to complain about it. But that's very good. Andy, very good. I like that information. And thanks a lot, Jane. That's very good.
Aww. And Jerry, maybe when you get a chance, you can send me a good link for those bone connector headphones. Like, because I know you, I heard you mention those at some point to Janie. So if you have a good place to buy them or a suggestion, let me know.
I certainly will. I use those when I play my games.
Do you still have your same phone number from New Jersey?
I have a 704 number now.
Okay, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure Janie can put us in touch.
Yep.
Tante grazie.
Prego. And Jerry made mention of something that I forgot to mention to you guys, but for those that are new to Meta sunglasses, we can actually take pictures ourselves with the glasses and videos. If you want to take a picture, you just hold, you just press the button on the right side and you look at whatever you want to take a picture of. And if you want to take a video, you just hold the button down. And I believe you can take up to a 3-minute video.
And B, also when you're looking, you just say, describe what you see. You don't have to take a picture of that, correct? You can just say, describe.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, I think it automatically is going to take like a snapshot for the glasses to be able to describe.
Correct.
But you don't have to take an actual picture of it, no.
Correct. I needed that clarification because a couple of people asked me that and I thought that and I wanted to make sure because I don't own them yet. And I see 9068, which I know is my buddy Joe. So he went out and back in. You have the floor. Your hand was raised. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
It's okay. In regards to the aftershocks headsets, one place that they're available is AT Guys.
Yes.
Who are like specialists in having assistive technology.
Oh, good to
and
know.
That's where I've bought all of my variety of aftershocks headsets.
Very good.
I'm familiar with AT Guys. Thank you, Joe. That's where I get my mini Bluetooth keyboard from. So thank you.
And you know, if you go in your Be My AI app, there's a list of resources, blind resources, and they're listed there. So you can get all the information there. Yeah, look in the bottom, one of the tabs.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't even know that was available. Thank you, Janie. Yeah, see, we learn from each other.
Absolutely, we learn from each other. And somebody had their hand raised. Now, let me see who that was.
Yeah, this is Jim.
Jim, go ahead, honey.
I came in late, and I heard something I don't know anything about. That's Pluto. What is Pluto?
It's a free TV app. You can access it on the internet on PlutoTV.com. But you can also access it on an iPhone, download the app, or an iPad. And you can watch a bunch of, they have a plethora of CBS shows, but a bunch of free TV shows. Now with the price of cable, the way it's gone up, it comes in handy. There's also Tubi TV, and Sling has some free channels where the same process can go on of you being able to watch TV for free.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
One last question. They say Meta glasses, you can't read legal documents with it.
You can read a document. I had it read a vacation request that I had filled out in my office. You just have to position the document correctly. And in my case, being totally blind, I had to actually have a coworker help me position the document. But, you know, if I were to do it every day, I'd probably be good at it. It's all a matter of how you position the document. But I mean, if it read a vacation request, I don't see why you couldn't read a legal document.
It could be privacy policy. I don't know. Do they read, like, you know, your financial statements, for instance? I don't know if I would want them to do that, you know?
Oh, true. I've never tried them for that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Jim, you might be right. We'll have to research that.
We will. Yeah. I do most of my finances online, so.
And you know, the best FaceTime you can do is if you don't have Ira, you don't have Be My AI, and you know that your aunt is, you know, in a facility, but she's with it and she has eyes, you can call her and give her real reason to help. I can't find the keys. I know it's on my floor somewhere, Aunt Susie. I don't really have an Aunt Susie. And Aunt Susie will say, oh, let me see. Look, hold your camera. There it is, Jane under the chair. And then she feels great because she helped.
That is a great idea, Jane.
I always try and utilize those kinds of things, even if I don't need it. Sometimes I was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting this on the floor. I'm going to call up so-and-so and see if they can help me find it. They'll feel good.
And my aunt's 90 years old, so I should try that with her.
You should. She'll feel great. She helped you.
She's not in a facility, but I'm sure she would feel wonderful.
I'm not in a facility either, but I'm losing my facilities. I'll tell you. No.
Nah, you're good, Janie. You're good.
I'm good. Okay. Anybody else with a comment or a question? I think Andy's going to have to leave momentarily. It's 3:45, but B's going to stay with us.
Yes. And you did a great job, Andy.
Jennifer has a raised hand. Very good, Jennifer. And thank you very much, Andy. You did a great job.
Thank you, Andy.
This is Jennifer. I don't have a question, but I want to thank Bea and Andy for doing a dynamite job.
Oh, thanks, Jen. We appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Very good. Thank you. Bea, what are some of the shows you watch on Pluto TV?
I watch Hot Bench. You know, I love my court shows.
Oh, that's good.
I watch, it has a 90210 channel, and I grew up with Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
So I watch that. The Neighborhood, which is a CBS show, that's available there. And as a side note, Janie, I thought of asking you if you wanted me to do, obviously not now, but a demonstration with Lady A and being able to read bard books. But then I thought to myself, that's going to wake up everybody's Lady A because I have the same wake word as everybody else.
Yeah.
A little joke for the day.
I talked about it yesterday. We had Steve from the New Jersey Library, which he did a nice job. He didn't demo it either because every once in a while we set up other people's alarm. So anyway.
I know, to do a demo like that, I'd have to change the wake word to computer or something like that.
Yeah, you know, some people might have that too. Anyway.
It is a handy feature, though.
It is. I use my A-Lady all the time. It's wonderful.
I know you, Jerry, and I have our love of technology in common.
Yep.
I watched the Odd Couple episodes on Pluto.
Oh, Felix is such a neat freak.
Mr. Friend is asleep and Mr. Enemy is wide awake.
Okay. We just had an iPhone join, Jerry. Maybe you might want to see who that is and we can change the name.
Sure. Certainly.
And then.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Brian. The question that I have is with the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses, I do have newer hearing aids. I have Bluetooth. I use Bluetooth connection on my phone. What is the situation with the glasses as far as using Bluetooth when you have it built in your hearing aids in relation to your phone, since the glasses also use Bluetooth? You want to explain that? That could be a problem. I'm not sure.
The glasses, I want to give you a fair answer, Brian. The glasses do Bluetooth to your phone, obviously through Bluetooth. But as far as the hearing aids, since I don't use them, I'd rather someone who has experience with hearing aids and Meta glasses answer your question because I want you to get the right answer.
Patty has her hand raised. Hold on, Brian. Maybe Patty has an answer because she does use hearing aids.
Yes, I do. And I looked at someone's Ray-Bans and they were, it was perfect. The voice was clear. I could still, it did not interrupt the connection between my hearing aid and the iPhone. I was impressed. I could understand it.
That's amazing. And see that? We didn't know the answer. And Patty was on the call right at the right time. So Brian, you got your answer. And thank you, B and Brian and Patty. That's awesome.
Friends helping friends, Janie. Yeah,
friends helping friends.
Hi, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I also found that when I'm using my phone, and I'm wearing the Meta glasses, it defaults to the Meta glasses and it doesn't go through my hearing aids. And then when I take the Meta glasses off, it goes back to my hearing aids.
You can actually change that in, I believe it's, I want to call it control panel, but it's not control panel, it's control center. Mm-hmm. The three fingers swipe up from the bottom. I listen to music all the time at work. And when I want to share what I'm listening to with my coworkers, you're right. It defaults to the Meta glasses so that only I hear the music. But if I right swipe over, I can double tap on iPhone and then my iPhone will play the music as it normally would. So I would imagine it would be the same way with hearing aids.
Okay, great. Thank you for your presentations. They were wonderful.
Oh,
thank you for being receptive. I appreciate it. And I know Andy does too.
Very good. Anybody else with a comment?
I have one more question if there's a moment here.
Yes, go right ahead.
As far as the Bluetooth to the hearing aids, the last time person has them, I guess the hearing aids turn off at Bluetooth, so it goes to the Ray-Ban. Now, the thing that concerns me is when you're out in a noisy environment, like on the street, or things like that. If your hearing aids are not on Bluetooth to your phone, you get all the noise and traffic through your hearing aids. And that's the one big advantage of Bluetooth through the hearing aid. That cuts out, you're able to hear things when you're in a noisy area. Mm-hmm. If you cut the Bluetooth out, your hearing aid pick it all up. And I'm not sure how that would work as far as trying to hear through the Ray-Ban glasses.
Maybe Patty can help us out with that one again.
This is Musi. Can I this
be recognized?
Oh.
Who is this?
This is Patty. I don't know about that at all. I was in a car. I didn't try them for that long, so I am of no use in that one.
In that one, maybe. But don't say you're of no use. That sounds terrible. we're trying to teach you that everybody has a useful spot, and you can see it on this call, right? So people are helping each other. It's great.
Musi,
go ahead, doll.
Okay. I had my hand up and anyway,
I'm sorry, I didn't see it. I'm busy doing a few things.
Okay. I don't know the procedure, but I want to say that I tried on the Meta glasses, the Ray-Ban, whatever you want to call them, and they're so lightweight, they're very comfortable. See, I thought with all that technology built in, the little speaker and all that, no, they're great. But I also want to say an answer about the Bluetooth. Sometimes I take one hearing aid out. The left one, because the Bluetooth comes through the right one. So then my left one is listening to ambient noise, my environment. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you can try that, because some people need both hearing aids in to hear.
Right.
Okay.
That's a handy way to do it, though, Musi.
But the other thing about the glasses is that they can be made into your prescription if you're low vision.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing that.
And they can also be made to go dark with, you know, whatever you call that when it's sensitive to coming in and out from dark.
Oh, yeah. Transition glasses. I don't know if they call them that, but that's what I call them. They transition from dark.
Like, yeah. Transition. Yeah. That's called everything is trans these days.
Yeah. Well, good one, Musi.
What? And I like
that. Was a good one.
Okay. Yeah, the Meta glasses are great. They can identify, they can read for you. They will summarize some things unless you tell it to read exactly the words, apparently. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a pair as soon as I can.
There you go. I'm going to have Bee's mother adopt me so I can get 2 pair.
They are a worthy investment. My mom loves Janie, so I'm sure she wouldn't mind adopting her.
excuse me. This is Eureka.
Yes, honey. Go right in.
Have y'all heard that some of the insurances purchase Meta AI glasses?
Have we heard if insurance can cover the Meta glasses?
Yeah, some insurances on people that I know, insurances either cover partial.
Really?
Yes, wow, I think that's correct.
That's just the actual insurance company.
So you should check with your insurance company.
Yeah.
So don't tell my mother, she would have saved a lot of money.
I hope Medicare covers it. Oh my gosh.
There's anyway. A 316 area code.
Who's 316 that? That's for the next class, but she can raise her hand and talk. This is Diane. Does she want to let us know she's here? Hi, Diane.
Hi.
How'd you get in?
I didn't raise my hand, but we've been having phone troubles, so maybe I accidentally raised my hand. Who knows?
Well, I don't know, but whoever got you in, I thank them immensely because we were having difficulty because your phone was going right to voicemail. The message and that kind of thing, and it was disrupting the meetings. But anyway, you're in, so that's good.
Okay, do you mean to add?
Okay, I think she just wanted us to know she was here.
This is Judith.
You mean
Diane and I did it together.
Very good.
Yeah, Judy Sanders and I love how you guys are. It sounds so techy, and then her and I were put together, and we're like the low tech.
That's okay. Low tech.
That's what it took.
We love everybody anyway. No tech, low tech, high tech. It's okay with me. It's good.
Right.
Gotta find what we're doing.
That's right. You're all a part of our technology family.
That's right. Anybody else with a comment or question?
This is Judith.
Judith, go right ahead.
I'm just mentioning there's several people with their hands up. So I don't know if you're able to see them or...
Jerry, that's your job, Jerry. What are you doing?
They've been up for a long time. Someone named Deb, someone named Marcy, Musi. And there's
spoke.
A big, long number.
Well, some Musi people... Some people have their hands up and they have already spoken. They don't know how to lower their hands, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Where's Mr. Jerry? He fell asleep at the wheel here. Let's see. Let me open up this panel here. So.
This is Musi.
Okay, Deb, you have the floor. You're near the top, so that means your hand is raised.
I lowered my hand. This is Musi. I lowered my hand.
Good girl. You get bonus for that. All right.
I was just renaming. I wasn't sleeping.
So who's handling the...
Just Deb.
Deborah, did you want to speak?
They must have put their hands down because that's the only hand that's up is Deb.
Okay. Anybody else?
Well, Anne Marie has her hand up, and then
there's right now.
Judith, let us work it out. Okay. Thank you, though.
Hello.
Is it Anne Marie? Go ahead.
Who said hello?
Sharon Monty.
Oh,
Anne Marie, you need to raise your hand.
Yes, I'm here, Jane.
Was it up for a while, or you just raised it now?
I raised it a few minutes ago.
Okay, thank you very much. I see it now.
Did you want to talk?
You have the floor. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to share with everyone. Yes, you can use health care or even health savings, but only if you have a slight prescription or some form of prescription in the glasses. If you're just buying them and they're either transition or sunglasses, you cannot use healthcare. And I also asked with my tax preparer, because I use them as a low vision device, could they be tax deductible? And she said, no, only if they had a prescription in them.
Oh, good okay. to know, Anne-Marie, because I use them as assistive technology, so I wouldn't have qualified either.
So we have Deb and 6255 with hands raised. If you need the floor or want the floor, you can certainly have it. Just identify yourself and we'll give you a chance.
Hello, this is Sharon Monty.
Okay, go ahead. What's your phone number?
612-598-3597.
Okay, I didn't see that one up, but go right ahead. Very good.
We've only two minutes left for this hour.
Okay.
So. I just want to know if you have glasses, is there some way you can use these with, you know, I don't know how that would work.
You mean if you have glasses, you want your regular glasses?
Regular eyeglasses.
So you get your prescription put into these, and then you can use them instead of your prescription on your regular glasses.
Oh,
so you have the option of using your regular glasses or your Meta glasses.
I see. You could.
Yes, they can be made prescription-wise per person. Yep.
How would you do that? Go to Pearle Vision or what?
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, I think somebody bought them at Pearle Vision. Was that Ada? She bought hers at Pearle Vision. Somebody bought them at Costco. Who? You could buy them.
Musi, can I say something?
Yes.
My friend bought hers at Macy's.
Look at that.
Yes, I'm not kidding. She did.
So you get them with you get the
did
glasses.
She have regular glasses?
Yep, no, they had a kiosk there.
So she can buy the regular glasses and then bring them to your eye doctor where you get your eyeglasses prescribed with your right prescription, and they'll insert them in there.
Right. Hi, this is Bob.
Yes.
I think you can put your prescription in when you order them on the website. And I think that Ray-Ban is also connected to LensCrafter.
There you go. Thank you very much. I knew it was one of them, Pearle Vision. It's LensCrafter.
Okay, we need and to.
I think that Sony is also coming out with.
Hold on. Go ahead, Bob. Finish up.
Sony is also coming out with glasses that are like the Meta glasses, but more designed for visually impaired people.
Very good. Thank you very much. I just want to thank B again for being a guest. And
oh, you're welcome, Janie. Anytime.
And I think it was a very productive hour. So thank you very much.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.